Just for your record, you can put down on your sheet if you would wish. 1830 Mormonism, 1843 Seventh-day Adventist, 1866, we're going too fast, 1830 Mormonism, 1843 Seventh-day Adventist, 1866 Christian Science, 1884 Jehovah's Witness. And someone asked me about the Baptist. I'll get into all of that, but yeah, 1638, they divided into the North and the South as a civil war began, or as anti-slavery, slavery, all of these things start developing. Technical dates, but anywhere around 1844 to 1849, you start the Northern Baptist and the Southern Baptist over a slave issue. So, again, we'll take care of all of that. I'm getting, hopefully this month, some fantastic material that will work with church history. I don't know why I'm getting it now, but I'm getting it, and we'll have it. All right, let's get back to work. Let's start off, as always, with a word of prayer that orients us to what and why we're here. Father, once again, we approach the throne of grace in prayer, dedicate these next moments to the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, that we might understand history, understand the momentum of the church age, the age of trends, to notice the trends, to notice, Heavenly Father, the effects of Christianity, Bible doctrine, when it is in history and when people are negative. To this end, Father, we pray in Christ's name, amen. All right, last week we finished up with 1875, Thomas Mann. Tonight, let's get to work. And also Mary Baker Eddy, Science and Health, and all of her movement was in 1875. Now, 1876. Very quickly, Jack London, the American novelist, born 1876, Jack London. He will die in 1916. To give you some more of the writings that are going on, there is a very important paper. I'm just picking out some that are really important that if you're in a library and you're dealing with these kinds of things and want to read. There is an important article writing on The Criminal. The Criminal. That's by Lombroso. L-O-M-B-R-O-S-O. A lot of writings on ethical studies, on ethics, is being developed. 1876, if you play Trivia Pursuit, I'm sure this one is or will be, or you have had it. Alexander Graham Bell invents the telephone. 1876, Alexander Bell invents the telephone. just so you'll have it. The discovery of insulin, I-N-S-U-L-I-N, occurred in 1876 by a Canadian physiologist discovered insulin. He also won the Nobel Prize. Now, he is born this year. He didn't discover insulin this year. He's born. His name is J.R. M-A-C-L-E-O-D, MacLeod, Canadian physiologist who discovered insulin. He also won the Nobel Prize. He will die in 1935. All right, continuing 1876, the first tennis tournament in the U.S. Whoopee. All right. I have a friend of mine, Dick Getz, who's been staying at my house. He works with Adidas, and they're in a lot of promotion, and they did a teenage tennis tournament. And he said you couldn't believe how several of the teenagers acted like McEnroe. Went over and started actually cussing the referees, or whatever they call them in tennis, and just throwing their racket down. And he said it was really disgusting to watch, and they didn't do anything about it. They let the boy was good, and he won, but several of them just acted just like McEnroe, and said it was really pathetic. Also, 1876, the United States National Baseball League is founded. The United States National Baseball League is founded. 1877, the presidential election in the United States is in the favor of Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. He's the Republican. You recall the electoral did not decide it, so this commission decided that Hayes would be receive the presidency of the United States. So he is inaugurated as the 19th president. All right, here's another one that's still going on. The founding of the Blue Cross. The founding of the foundation of the Blue Cross. It was originally founded to fight alcoholism. It was originally founded to fight alcoholism by Louis Rochet, R-O-C-H-E-T. He's a Swiss theologian. There's a very important writing called The Treatise of Spiritualism being written in 1877. Just give you that to give you a feel of types of theological things. The Treatise of Spiritualism. In other words, every generation, every people interested in some way in doctrine in some form or another. Edison, in 1877, Edison invents the phonograph. 1877, that far back, Edison invents the phonograph. That's going to have a lot of development, but he invents it in 1877. Also in 1877, the first U.S. public telephone. The first U.S. public telephone. It was invented in 76, and the first public telephone in the United States, 1877. All right, 1878. Carl Sandburg is born. Carl Sandburg, he died in 1967. Carl Sandburg, heard him in a lecture at Rice. All right, also 1878, Upton Sinclair. Upton Sinclair is born. He will die in 1968. I was in college. I used to love to go to University of Houston, Rice, wherever that it didn't conflict with Bible class and listen to speakers, any kind of speaker. Just I'd go in to be a very important doctor speaking somewhere, and if it fit in, I'd go listen to him. And it's amazing how much you can pick up with Bible doctrine categorical understanding. All right, continuing, 1878, the philosophy of pragmatism. Very important beginning of the pragmatic philosophy of life, the philosophy of pragmatism. Writings on the doctrine of theism. Theism is a very important issue. Pragmatism, theism, socialism, psychology, all of these things are a beginning, a strong movement. All right, 1878, there is a strong historical anti-Semitic movement in Germany. 1878, anti-Semitic movement in Germany. Which reminds me, seeing this one, I meant to tell you at the beginning of class, sorry there aren't more here that usually come to this class, but I was at the Galleria, now some of you may know, but I went there to walk around and do some shopping and blew that, so nobody got any gift, but I had a great time spending in the, they have a historical document place there. If you've not been there, wait till after the Christmas rush and all the people and just go in there, but have about 2 hours. It'll be, it's like walking into history. They had documents, I mean, original documents. Ferdinand and Isabel and the Spanish Inquisition. The history people, I mean, things in this class just came off the wall. It was unbelievable. And well worth the 2 hours that you could spend in that room. I forgot the level, but it's at the Galleria. Absolutely fascinating. It is well worth your time, I promise you. You don't have to travel all over to see some of the most beautiful documents, and they're for sale. They had the document of Robert E. Lee of the surrender, what he wrote after the surrender. You pick it up for $55,000. And they had a lot of things. It was just unbelievable, the things that are there. They're really fascinating. So take time to read, look through, and just get a real feel for history by walking through there. All right. Well, let me continue. 1878. The microphone is invented. The microphone is invented by David Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. I hope you, by this, just bring that out, have some feelings for all the preachers before that time. Let's see. Also, the repeater rifle is developed in 1878. All right, let's go to 1879 is the famous Zulu that most of you have seen on TV. So 1879, the Zulu massacre of the British soldiers occurred. Also 1879, Joseph Stalin is born. Joseph Stalin, the Russian communist dictator, Joseph Stalin is born. He will die in 1953. Also, Leon Trotsky, T-R-O-T-S-K-Y. Leon Trotsky, Russian communist leader, is born. He will die in 1940. 1879, IBSEN wrote the very well-known, if you're into drama at all, The Doll's House. The Doll's House. When I was in drama, I took that to competition and sing and interpret. 1879. Well, it's only in church history, but let's go ahead and put it down. Thomas Aquinas, A-Q-U-I-N-A-S. A-Q-U-I-N-A-S, which, by the way, is very interesting reading if you're interested in theological reading. Thomas Aquinas is proclaimed a doctor of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, he's way back in history, but they recognize him and bestow that on him. Oh, the following, I already gave you this, but let's take it in sequence now. Mary Baker Eddy, E-D-D-Y, becomes the pastor of the Church of Christ, scientist in Boston. Mary Baker Eddy. Also, writings on ethics still occurring, Principles of Ethics, by Herbert Spencer, very important, or not very important, but important, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Also in 1879, Albert Einstein, the German physicist, is born. Albert Einstein, E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, is born. He will die in 1955. It was very interesting. I forgot. I should have brought it for this class. The Dallas Morning News had some famous quotes by people, the things that would never occur. And, of course, they all occurred after their death. And Einstein, I think his was something about the splitting of the atom. But it was just interesting things that people in various fields said that would never happen and, of course, have happened. 1880, Garfield, not the cat, Garfield is elected President of the United States. J.A. Garfield is elected President of the United States. Can't wait till we get to this in church history. Just go through American history. It's absolutely intriguing. Very important writing. Dostoevsky, capital D-O-S-T-O-E-V-S-K-Y, wrote The Brothers Karamazov. I can't pronounce it, but I've read it. That's K-A-R-A-M-A-Z-O-V. Now, that is a must if you are into historical and political reading. That is a must book. It is absolutely fascinating. It deals, by the way, with some of the things of Matthew and the temptations of Christ. It's a fascinating book by the Russian. All right. Also 1880. J.C. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, writes Uncle Remus, R-E-M-U-S, some of you may know from your childhood. Out of what children are reading and know about nowadays, but we had to deal with Uncle Remus when I was a child. Also, 1880, Ben-Hur by Lew Wallace. Ben-Hur is written in 1880. Some trivia pursuit question there. All right, Philosophy of Religion is written, this one by Claird, C-L-A-I-R-D, John Claird, Philosophy of Religion. Gilbert and Sullivan, for you music people, Gilbert and Sullivan, The Pirates of Pizan is written. Also in 1880, you have the development of the first practical electric lights. The development of the first practical electric lights. This was by Edison in the United States and a man named Swan, J.W. Swan. Edison is given the historical credit for it, but Swan also developed the same thing independently. Also in 1880, for your grandmothers, and for people up north now, I understand, the game bingo is developed in 1880. The game bingo is developed from an Italian lottery game. The first large steel furnace is developed. The first large steel furnace is developed by Carnegie, C-A-R-N-E-G-I-E. Also in 1880, for history, New York is lit. The streets of New York are lit by electricity for the first time in 1880. Also in 1880, canned fruits and canned meats appear first in the United States. Canned fruits and canned meats, and they still really haven't perfected the canned meats too much. Nothing worse than the sea rations. I wouldn't know about the fruit, didn't eat too much of that. I had the things I liked in the Army and traded around until I got the supper I wanted. All right, 1880, very famous man to all of us, General Douglas MacArthur is born. He will die in 1964. General Douglas MacArthur, very famous man and valuable to us. All right, 1881, James Garfield is shot. James Garfield is shot, and Chester Arthur becomes the president. Chester Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. Now, there's a good trivia question. Chester Arthur. Also, in 1881, something we've already studied, the persecution of the Jews in Russia. The persecution of the Jews in Russia. See, isn't this much better than watching the game on TV? Because now we're relaxed, we're oriented to the Christ, to history, and, you know, if it's bad news, we're ready. If it's good news, we can handle it. This is much better. All right. 1882. This is when you had the development of the three-mile limit on the waters around the any country. At the Hague, H-A-G-U-E, convention. Very important convention, by the way. FDR is born in 1882. He will die in 1945. And one of my all-time favorite stories as a child, 1882, Treasure Island. It was not my brother's because I made him read it to me all the time, and he finally got disgusted. But Treasure Island, R. L. Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. Virginia Woolf, the English novelist, is also born in 1882. She will die in 1941. All right, some important writings in 1882. By the way, this is the time period that fundamentalism is being born in the United States. It's hard to pick a date, but fundamentalism is being born. You have such writings as God and the State, God and the State, Science and Ethics, Science and Ethics, Dynamic Sociology, Dynamic Sociology, Principles of Logic. So you see, it's thought for everybody. It's kind of like what I dealt with this morning and who you listen to. I mean, there are people who are brilliant in so many areas, and you can listen to them and be easily swayed. Especially young people can be very easily swayed in this type of thing. All right, just to fill it out, 1882, Charles Darwin died. D-A-R-W-I-N, died after doing all of his damage. Ralph Waldo Emerson died. One for a lot of us that enjoy entertainment in this area. In 1882, a man who will make his mark in American history, Samuel Goldwyn, G-O-L-D-W-Y-N, the Hollywood film producer, is born. He will die in 1974. Samuel Goldwyn. Also in 1882, you have the writing of the 1812 Overture. 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky. T-C-H-A-I. You didn't think I was going to leave you alone. Have you try to work that out. T-C-H-A-I-K-O-V-S-K-Y. However, I still agree with Patton. Anybody can spell the same word the same way every time. It takes imagination to spell it differently every time. All right. 1882, the American Baseball Association is founded. The American Baseball Association is founded. 1883, a counter to Franklin Delano Roosevelt is born. Benito Mussolini, B-E-N-I-T-O, B-E-N-I-T-O, M-U-S-S-O-L-I-N-I. Benito Mussolini, the fascist, the Italian fascist dictator, is born. He will die in 1945. Also in 1883, Karl Marx dies. So what we're going to have is the writings of these people, Darwin, Marx, Lenin, all these people, and then now we'll come to the students. We'll come to the people who will take what they have written, take that, make it an ideology, and make a revolution out of it, and then you have the results of it in our time. Also in 1883, John Keynes, K-E-Y-N-E-S, the economist, is a born. He will die in 1946. If you're into economics and politics, this is very important. The Fabian Society is founded in London in 1883. F-A-B-I-A-N, the Fabian Society. Very important in history, is founded in 1883. All right, 1883, Richard Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, the opera composer, is born. He died. He was born in 1813. He would die in 1883. Oh, something for you people who love murder mysteries that will lend to it. In 1883, the famous Oriental Express made its first run. The famous Oriental Express made its first run in 1883. Also in 1883, W.F. Cody, better known as Buffalo Bill, organized his Wild West show. His dates, 1846 to 1917. I have a little book that deals with the Western heroes, and it's amazing how young most of them died. They did not last very young. You know, they always have Doc Holliday as an old man. He died, I think, was around 34. So, of course, then maybe it was old, but they have him in the movies as some old man or older man anyway, but he was died, I think it was around 34 or younger. All right, 1884. Grover Cleveland is elected president. Grover Cleveland is elected president. Harry Truman is born. Grover Cleveland is elected president. Harry Truman is born. Another one for children. In 1884, Mark Twain writes Huckleberry Finn, H-U-C-K-L-E-B-E-R-Y, B-E-R-R-Y, Huckleberry Finn. Itzman is writing a lot of his. I won't go through his things. Also in 1884, divorce laws are set in France. They had them before, but they're redeveloped and they're more lenient now in 1884. divorce laws. The same man who wrote God and the State wrote another very important writing, The Man Versus the State. Man Versus the State, to follow up God and the State. All right, 1885. Grant is dies. Grant dies. Ulysses S. Grant. They have some things, but Grant in the museum there in the place in the Galleria. Sinclair Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, is born. He will die in 1951. Sinclair Lewis is born. You should know much about him. Also, the adventure novel, which many people have read, King Solomon's Mines. King Solomon's Mines was written by Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-R-D. All right, 1885, Volume 2 of Das Kapital comes out. Volume 2 of Karl Marx's Das Kapital. A writing called My Religion. My Religion, very important. Van Gogh, V-A-N, capital G-O-G-H, is very popular in the painting at this time, Van Gogh. Also 1885, criminology takes a new upswing. The proof of the individuality of fingerprints is developed, 1885. The proof of the individuality of fingerprints. This is by Sir Francis Galton, G-A-L-T-O-N. Sir Francis Galton proves the individuality of fingerprints. George Eastman. George Eastman manufactures the coated photographic paper. So all of that, I'm just saying there, is it's being developed in a great way now. 1885. John M. Fox. John M. Fox of Philadelphia brings a golf to America. He was in Scotland, which is where golf was founded, by the way, in Scotland. And he brought the game to America in 1885. 1886. Something still on television occasionally. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was written by Stevenson. Very good writer, R.L. Stevenson. Dr. Jekyll, J-E-K-Y-L-L-H-Y-D-E. Jekyll and Hyde, R.L. Stevenson, as far back as 1888. The writing by Carnegie, Triumphant Democracy. Very good paper, by the way. Triumphant Democracy. Because of things of Sigmund Freud, you have the development of all types of psychology based on sex. One that is prominent is psychopathia sexualist. Psychopathia sexualist. Another important writing by von Harnack, H-A-R-N-A-C-K, is The History of Dogma. The History of Dogma. 1886, the Statue of Liberty is dedicated to America. 1886, Statue of Liberty dedicated to America from France. 1886, a name that a lot of us are familiar. I didn't realize he was born this far back, but Ty Cobb was born in 1886. He will die in 1961. Famous baseball and American patriot. Also, 1887, the first Sherlock Holmes story. The first Sherlock Holmes story by Doyle. So Sir Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, wrote the first Sherlock Holmes story. Verdi in the musical realm performs Othello, the opera in Milan. Julian Huxley. Now, that may not mean much to you, but it should. The Huxley family are a very evil influence in history. Huxley. Julian Huxley is born. All right, 1888. Let's get a little time going here. 1888, Benjamin Harrison is elected president. Benjamin Harrison is elected president. A very important one, if you haven't read it, especially if you're a parent, Oscar Wilde, W-I-L-D-E, Oscar Wilde, The Happy Prince. Some writings, Mental Evolution by Romanes, R-O-M-A-N-E-S, Romanes, The Study of Religion. These are just things being written at this time. Also in 1888, Irving Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, the American composer, is born. In 1888, Eastman develops the Kodak box camera. Eastman perfects the little box camera. 1888, continuing, the very famous Lawrence of Arabia is born. His name is T.E. Lawrence. Lawrence of Arabia, he will die in 1935. Just because we all know about it in history, Jack the Ripper murdered 6 women in London in 1888. Came the plot for some Sherlock Holmes and a multitude of other mysteries. Jack the Ripper murdered 6 women in London, 1888. Jim Thorpe is born in 1888. So we have Ty Cobb and Thorpe born relatively close to each other. Thorpe will die, that's T-H-O-R-P-E, Thorpe will die in 1953. Had a very, very interesting, colorful career. All right, 1889, another man in history we probably could have done well without, Adolf Hitler, H-I-T-L-E-R, was born. He will die in 1945, we think. All right, 1889, I don't like him, but since a lot of people do, Charles Chaplin, C-H-A-P-L-I-N, is born. Charles Chaplin, the film actor, is born. So you can see things are going to start developing in a lot of these areas now. Another of my very most interesting stories that I like, Mark Twain, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Just so if you want to write it fast, put a Yankee in the court by Mark Twain. T.H. Huxley is writing agnosticism, which is very important in that field. T.H. Huxley writes agnosticism. Another important man that we had to study in seminary and has his influence, Martin Heidegger, H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R. He's a German philosopher. He's born. He will die in 1969 and... it's a waste of time. Van Gogh is still producing a lot of his things this time. 1889 also, the Eiffel Tower is designed. The Eiffel Tower is designed. It was designed for the Paris World Exhibition. That's why the Eiffel Tower is there. Here's one some of you, and I know I did when I had to do it, but some of you hate, but here's where we all started and hate this man. 1889, punch card system was designed and created, the punch card system. You owe that to a man named H. Hollerith, H-O-L-L-E-R-I-T-H, 1889, punch card system was developed. I suppose that'd be a trivial question. 1890. Dwight D. Eisenhower is born. He will die in 1969. 1890, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Also in 1890, Charles de Gaulle. is born. So Eisenhower and De Gaulle are born in the same year in different countries. Another writing at this time, Principles of Psychology. Principles of Psychology. 1890, Jim, is the first time rubber gloves were used in surgery. First time rubber gloves were used in surgery, and they were at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Herman Melville will die. 1891, Herman Melville will die. 1891, writings on the working classes and the working people is being greatly advanced in writings and theology and by everyone that is in that mode of writing. 1891, something I guess a lot of us might have right now, the zipper is invented in 1891. The clothing zipper is invented by W.L. Judson, J-U-D-S-O-N, of the United States. It will not come into practical use until 1919. But the zipper was invented in 1891, become practical use 1919. Took a while for the zipper to catch on. All right. 1892, Grover Cleveland is elected president. Grover Cleveland. A woman that is far more popular than she's due and really evil when you compare her to one of the great men that she battled with, Pearl S. Buck, B-U-C-K, is born in 1892. She will die in 1973. Walt Whitman dies in 1892, along with Alfred Lord Tennyson. So we lost some writers at that time, but others are being born, as we've seen. Something, I suppose, that's popular right now in 1892, Tucholsky writes The Nutcracker. Again, T-C-H-A-I-K-O-V-S-K-Y, The Nutcracker. For you sports enthusiasts, 1892, Gentleman Jim Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, defeated John L. Sullivan, 1892. At the close of the 19th century, John L. Sullivan is defeated by Gentleman Jim Corbett in heavyweight boxing. Had to add that. One of you sitting there, well, in what? All right, 1893, another important man for history, Hermann Göring, G-O-E-R-I-N-G, is born. I guess it's Göring. He will die in 1946. Writing at this time, appearance and reality. What is real? What appears to be real? Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. All right, a few things under music in this year of 1893. Cole Porter, this American songwriter, is born. He will die in 1964. Cole Porter. Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel opera is written. Humperdinck. It's his Engelbert Humperdinck. H-U-M-P-E-R-D-I-N-C-K. Hansel and Gretel. Verdi's Falstaff opens in Milan. Verdi, V-E-R-D-I, Falstaff, F-A-L-S-T-A-F-F. All right, 1893, Carl Benz, B-E-N-Z. You should know that name. He constructs his four-wheel car. He constructs his four-wheel car. And simultaneously, same year, Henry Ford builds his first car. So without knowing it, they're competing. 1893, the longest record boxing fight. April the 6th through the 7th. In New Orleans. It lasted 110 rounds, took 7 hours and 4 minutes. Neither man had a face when it was over. All right, 1894. Let's see. Aldous Huxley, A-L-D-O-U-S-H-U-X-L-E-Y, is born. He will die in 1963. Very dangerous man. Aldous Huxley. In 1894, those of you that know history, this is the year that the French captain, Alfred Dreyfus, D-R-E-Y-F-U-S, was arrested on treason and sent to Devil's Island. Writing it this year, Social Revolution. See how all of these things, the writings and the momentum of social and revolution, all this picks up. 1894 is the committee to organize modern Olympic Games. This is the beginning of the thought of modern Olympic Games, 1894. This is the committee that was founded. 1895, Swan Lake is first appeared. Swan Lake. X-rays are discovered for the first time. X-rays discovered. If you're interested in the name Jim, it's... Well, Jim knows. Jim, what's... No, I won't do that. Wilhelm, W-I-L, W-I-L-H-E-L-M, Wilhelm Klink, no, Wilhelm Röntgen. Oh, I couldn't refuse. All right. Well, somebody said, who's he? All right. You don't watch TV late at night. All right. Wilhelm Röntgen, R-O-N-T-G-E-N, discovered X-rays, very important to us today. 1895, aha, now we're getting into modern history. King C. Gillette, G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, invents the safety razor. Herman Ruth, known as Babe Ruth, is born. He will die in 1948. Ingalls dies this year in 1895. A lot happened. Gillette invents the safety razor. Herman Ruth is born. He will die in 1948. Frederick Ingalls dies. Jack Dempsey, D-E-M-P-S-E-Y, the famous U.S. boxing champion, is born this year. The first professional football game is played in the United States, in Pennsylvania. The first professional football game played in the United States at Latrobe, Pennsylvania. L-A-T-R-O-B-E. Also in 1895, the first U.S. Open Golf Championship is held. I'm not going to carry all of that through. These are the first. And you'll have to worry about all that other who are the champions later on and just giving you the first in these things. 1896, William McKinley. Capital M-C, capital K-I-N-L-S-E-Y, or L-E-Y, McKinley. William McKinley is elected the 25th President of the United States. Now, here is something, trivia quiz, for those of you that play it and those of you that just want to know. 1896 is the, the beginning of... the Nobel, five annual Nobel Prizes established. Five annual Nobel Prizes are established. And if you're interested, for those who, if you want to know what that's about when you see it in the paper, if you don't know, for those who during the preceding year have shall have conferred the greatest benefits on mankind in the field of physics. I think it's much broader today, but this is the first five that were given. Physics, physiology, medicine, chemistry, and literature, and peace. So those are the Nobel Prizes. All right, 1897, studies in the psychology of sex. Study in the psychology of sex. Men are interested, and man's interested in various things in theology and in sex, and now we're going to bring them into an interplay. 1898, Spain, the United States declares war on Spain over Cuba. 1898, the U.S. declares war on Spain over Cuba. The Americans destroyed the Spanish fleet. Same year, the Treaty of Paris between U.S. and Spain. Spain cedes Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines for $20 million. We should have immediately gone in and occupied, as we see now. Of course, that's looking back into history. But all of that in 1898. The United States declares war on Spain over Cuba. America destroyed the Spanish fleet in that battle. And then there was immediately the Treaty of Paris between the United States and Spain. Spain cedes Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines for $20 million. As far as China history goes, this is the 1898, the Boxer. The Boxers. B-O-X-E-R-S. The Boxers are formed. They are anti-Western organization formed in China. The anti-Western organization known as the Boxers formed in China. Also 1898, Ernest Hemingway is born. Ernest Hemingway, H-E-M-I-N-G-W-A-Y, is born. Something most of you probably know about, H.G. Wells wrote The War of the Worlds. 1898, H.G. Wells writes The War of the Worlds. This is the time period. I haven't given you the history of the man, but just so you'll know the time period, those of you that know the name, one of my favorite conductors, Toscanini, T-O-S-C-A-N-I-N-I. Very old Toscanini. In 1898, he appeared in the La Scala in Milan. He's a very, very famous composer. The thing I enjoyed in reading his life is that he composed music as a pastor should teach the Word of God. He would demand it be exact. I mean, he was nothing in himself, nothing of anybody. No matter what you felt, this is the way it was written. And Toscanini was just a genius in that. And I remember just a lot of stories, but one story, he had this large orchestra, and he heard one note, and he challenged the player who played the note. The player said, "That's the way it's written." He said, "That is not the way it is written. You know, it's wrong." The guy sent the paper up to him. His paper was written the way he played it. They went back and checked the original score, and it was the way Toscanini remembered it should be. But I mean, he was just, the stories of Toscanini just are unbelievable as a director. He was just unbelievable. All right, 1898, also photographs first taken under artificial light. Photographs taken for the first time under artificial light. All right, we have a few more minutes. 1899, John Dewey. D-E-W-E-Y. You must read John Dewey if you are one of those people that are involved in education and what's wrong with it. But you should read John Dewey. School and Society. School and Society. If you have any interest in all in education and the development of it, please read John Dewey. Also in that same year, 1899, James Ward, Naturalism and Agnosticism. Naturalism and agnosticism. Note how agnostic philosophy is being written about and developed during, as we close out the 20th century, 19th century, going into the 20th century. 1900. There's a Boxer Rebellion in China against the West. Boxer Rebellion in China against the West. Not developing the China history too much. As it develops, relates to us, we will. 1900, William McKinney as the 25th president reelected. William McKinney reelected. Stephen Crane, the American author, dies. No big loss. Oscar Wilde dies. There's a loss. Thomas Wolfe, to take these two people's place, Thomas Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, the American author, is born. All right, let me give you some writings that are going on. The Century of the Child, The Century of the Child, by Key. The Interpretation of Dreams, by Freud, F-R-E-U-D. The Interpretation of Dreams, by Freud. Another one, A Critical Exposition of Philosophy, by Russell. Comparative Psychology by Walt. What I'm showing, W, his name is W-U-N-D-T. As we move into the 20th century, psychology is going to be at an all-time high, and that's where we are today. So all I'm showing you is Bob is well taught that the church age is not the age of that we're going to go into some prophecy. It's the age of trends. And when you study the church age history, you just see this so blatantly, that it is the age of trends and nothing to be fulfilled, just the trends developed. All right? 1900, the first Browning revolver is manufactured. The first Browning revolver is manufactured. The first Davis Cup in tennis, for those of you that are interested. He presented the first one bearing his name, and so it's still, I guess it is, I read the Davis Cup in the paper, so, but that's when it came about, 1900. 1901, still in my time, yeah. 1901, William McKinley is assassinated, and Theodore Roosevelt becomes the president. William McKinley is assassinated by a radical, and Theodore Roosevelt becomes president. In the exhibit they had in Austin on Teddy Roosevelt, his family is amazing. His daughter, by the first marriage, is an absolute doll. I mean, she smoked cigars. She was just, she was beautiful. And just in reading about her on the deal that they had of her, she was an absolutely beautiful girl, but just full of life. And she, the deal said that she kept Washington in stitches and just kept them, you know, watching her almost as much as they were watching Teddy. That she was just a chip off the block, and too bad she wasn't a guy, probably. But, well, maybe we're fortunate, probably another one, but just a tremendous woman, and something that maybe on a cold night I might want to read a biography about her. She's just a lot of character. The Social Revolution is founded in Russia. That's very important because we're getting ready for the Russian Revolution, the whites revolt, and the great things that will occur at 1917, 1919. Well, you have the Social Revolutionary Party founded in the Russia this year, in 1900. We have in the writing poverty, a study of town life. So towns are beginning to create their problems at this time. Very important. By James Bruce, B-R-Y-C-E, Studies in History and Jurisprudence. Studies in History and Jurisprudence. I have a set in my office of about five books that what these books do, they take some of the greatest thinkers in conservatism throughout history and have some of their writings and excerpts, and some of them are just super. Also, 1901, Walt Disney is born. He will die in 1966. And they have some Walt Disney stuff in the Galleria Museum of History. Also in 1901, J.P. Morgan organizes U.S. Steel Corporation. J.P. Morgan organizes U.S. Steel Corporation. Got to finish this type of thing up, but I guess it's good during this time of the year to do this. But got to finish this up and then get back to our study. But this is very interesting. I hope you're enjoying it. All right, let's close in a word of prayer and get ready for our study in the Word of God, where we develop an understanding of these things. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity and this time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, specifically that Bible doctrine provokes an interest in so many areas of life. It is Bible doctrine that causes us to cease being totally occupied with self and occupied in history, occupied in things that are going on, the control of Jesus Christ of history. To this end, Father, we do pray in Christ's name. Amen.